You have been vocal in your criticism related to the U.S. role in facilitating increased oil production in Venezuela. Fair statement?
I am. Okay. That is fair.
Okay.
It's not so much the production, it's the suggestion that we would subsidize it.
Yeah, when you say we, the president has said repeatedly that the oil companies would do it, isn't he? Isn't he saying that they would go in and they'd invest and then we would get the benefit of that? What is he saying? What are you saying?
He has also said we will reimburse them. I don't think he's stressed that as much since I came out so strongly, but he has said that. And I don't, if they want to do that, that's fine. But remember, the oil sands of Alberta and the oil that comes down through the Keystone pipeline and what would have been the Keystone XL pipeline replaces that Venezuelan dirty oil. This is heavy, sour crap, quite honestly, compared to the light, sweet crude that North Dakota produces. I get that our refineries in the Gulf Coast are geared up for that heavy, sour crap. But I'm suggesting if we're going to subsidize anybody, let's subsidize the refiners and have them, set the refineries for light, sweet crude that's, much more efficient, much cleaner, it's just a better product, and it's ours. So, I've gone from drill baby drill to, say, drill America first baby, because, that's what we want. Anyway, all of that said, the president and I are having a little scuffle over it, and that's fine, and I'm going to be going on tomorrow with Larry Kudlow on radio to talk a bit about it, but we're still friends. So, yes, I've been somewhat critical of it. I know there's a big meeting today in the White House. Probably about now we're getting ready to start with a number of the oil companies. A lot of them are not overly enthusiastic, and not surprising, because we don't know how stable the future government of Venezuela will be.